Hello and welcome to CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus reporting from the CNN Center. As March marches on, we're glad you're taking 10 minutes out of your Tuesday to watch our show. First up, the Middle East, where there's been fighting for decades between Palestinians and Israelis. President Obama, like other U.S. and international leaders, is trying to encourage peace talks between the two sides. But they're not going well, and violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared up this month. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas was at the White House yesterday, 2 weeks after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited. The two Middle Eastern leaders disagree so deeply over issues like land borders and security issues that the U.S. is having trouble just getting them to talk to each other. The Obama administration set an April deadline for the two sides to agree on a path toward peace. That'll likely be extended through the end of the year. The U.S. and European Union have issued sanctions or penalties against Russian officials, but they only directly affect a handful of people. The sanctions will prevent about 32 Russians from traveling to certain countries and getting access to some investments they have in those countries. This is all about Crimea. It's a region of Ukraine where more than 96% of voters elected to split off from Ukraine and become part of Russia. The U.S. and European Union called Sunday's vote illegal and said they wouldn't recognize it. Russia supports the vote and says it's protected by international law, allowing a region to govern itself. Because Russia also supports troops who've been in Crimea since Ukraine ousted its former president last month, the U.S. and other nations want to penalize Russia.